Welcome to the Intentional Living Center. Today, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. We're live, and we're focusing on singles today. Those of you, maybe you've been divorced, maybe you've never married, maybe you've a widow or widower, and we'd love to have you join in the discussion today as we focus on singles. I was thinking there's been several songs written on how one is a lonely number. Remember the old song, "One is the loneliest number that you'll ever know"?
Yeah, remember that?
George Jones says, "One is a lonely number, one can never have fun." Is that true? And so we want to open the phone lines to those of you that are one. You are a single person, man, woman, young, old, and come and join us. Here's what we want to do and why we're doing this today. We've got thousands listening who are single, some very discouraged, struggling today. And you can relate better than I can because you can tell us one thing that you've wrestled with, that you've overcome, something you're doing to be intentional in that area of your life. I don't know if it has to do with loneliness or making decisions. How do you make decisions as a single person? Do you make it alone? Do you have advisors? How do you do that? What about handling finance or caring when you're sick? I mean, how do you provide those kinds of things? Just come and join us. Share with us a little bit about what you've learned as a single person to help others as we have a single talk, I guess. All right. Phone line is open at 888-888-1717 is my number. 888-888-1717. Stephen, I'll get your call. We'll get you on the air here as we talk to people all around the country today, single folks, and sharing some advice. Speaking of advice, Rose, you're first from Michigan. What advice do you have for us today?
My advice is that for you to be single, as a Christian, enjoy life. Enjoy life for the life God has given you. Enjoy yourself. If you're not happy with yourself, you cannot give anything to anybody else. If you're not happy being single, you cannot be happy being married. If you're carrying baggage from your past, you will take it to another relationship.
Yeah. How long have you been single, Rose?
I've been single for 7 years.
Okay, we talk about being happy. What do you do? How do you fill your life with healthy things in a way that you look back and say, hey, you know, I'm happy and God's honored and I'm benefiting from it?
The first thing, I had to take ownership of anything that I think I could have done wrong in my former relationship. And then secondly, I had to forgive. I don't put blame on anybody else. Even if I had 1% to contribute to why the relationship didn't work, I owned up to it.
In fact, that's one of the laws of intentional living. We have five laws, and one of them is taking 100% responsibility for your thoughts, your actions. And I find so many people, Rose, who have been through a divorce or, you know, a breakup, I have very few that say, you know, I was to blame for this or partly to blame. It's usually the other person. And the fact that we can take some responsibility for our part is very healthy. All right. What are some other things you do, Rose?
And then I affirm the fact that I'm special to God. God loves me. And when I started affirming myself all the time, even when depressive thoughts came, I said, Rose, God loves you. You are special. You are of a chosen generation. There is much more ahead of you. The more I declared that, even though I didn't feel it, the more I declared that intentionally, the better I felt. And then I started feeling the love of God, and I started giving out that love to others. The more I gave out love, the more I felt loved. And now I'm a happy person. I'm so content. And because I'm content, I believe if I get into another relationship, I have so much to give out.
Good for you, Rose. Thank you. You start us off on a big bang here today. Got the lines coming in busy from all around the country, sharing single folks, talking to single folks about being single and one thing you're learning, one thing that you want to pass along to others. I was looking at some stats from Pew Research. 50% of people who are single say that they're not interested in dating right now. They got more important things in life. You were telling me, Jennifer, you were single for 12 years?
Yes. And the huge decision for me is I was a single mom, and it was mainly because of my daughter. It's not that I didn't go out on dates now and again, but a lot of people didn't understand the relationship, the friendship that I still possess with my ex-husband. And that was super important to me because I never wanted her to be out of his life.
Yeah.
And what happened between he and I had nothing to do with our daughter. And so other people just didn't understand it or thought maybe there could be, you know, some feelings still there, romantic feelings, and there wasn't. But ultimately, I just had to make that choice, what was best for Kara and not myself.
Yeah.
And so it kept me single for that long, and I don't regret one minute of it. It got lonely at times.
Yeah.
But she was the most important.
So you were able to, and you intentionally focused then on raising your daughter,
yes,
being mom,
yeah,
and not getting distracted with other things.
Exactly. And I didn't lose myself. I didn't want Kara just to see me as a mom and only doing certain things. I had friends, and I made a point to go out and have women friends, and we would travel together and go places, and I would coordinate things with Kara's dad. And for us, it worked out really well.
Mm.
So being single doesn't mean you're alone, especially when you have God in your life.
Yeah, you can be married and alone, that's for sure. Cheyenne is in New Mexico. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
How are you?
Good, good. Appreciate your call. What do you want to share on this topic of singleness today?
For me, so I'm 23. I've been single 2 years, and I got saved about 2.5 years ago, and I was in a relationship then, and I had to worry, or I was trying to balance between trying to get them saved and their walk with God, and also, you know, trying to make sure that I was doing right with God. So when I finally came to, like, the realization that, you know, I can't, it's my life I have to live, and I want to be with Jesus when I die. And, you know, I whatever my spouse is going to do, I had to let them do it, but by themselves. And it seemed like as soon as I did that, things started to fall into place for me with my spiritual walk with God. I became a member of the church. I was able to volunteer without having to worry about if my spouse was going to want to go or anything like that. And then also with my daughter, you know, she doesn't have to see one parent struggling to walk with God, but she sees her mom following Jesus and going to church. And is that the one thing that I can stress to everybody who's listening right now, who's single, is it may seem hard right now to do it, but God will bless you with the right person at the right time when you're walking with him.
Yeah, that's so true. All right, Cheyenne, listen. The Bible is very clear, you know, when it comes to these decisions. I say to singles today, we love you, we care for you, we want the very best for you, and the decisions that you make are huge. All the married folks have already made a decision, and some of them are working out great. Some of you know, you made a decision, now you're struggling with that decision. So you have an opportunity to make sure you're making the decisions that will honor Christ. Thank you, Cheyenne. I appreciate it. Let's go to Elsie in Canada, Ontario, I think. Hi, Elsie. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Good. Appreciate your call. What do you want to say about singleness? What have you learned? What advice would you have?
I'm not sure if I have advice, but because it's all still, you know, work in progress. But what I've learned is I've learned to, you know, be content with my own, my company. I have learned that rushing, hurrying, and, you know, trying to make sure that you have a companion, sometimes you compromise on the things you believe in. You compromise on your walk with God.
Right.
You compromise on so many things. So I've learned to, you know, hold my own, find my place, and believe that, you know, God would do what he has promised to do and what he feels is best for me at his time.
How do you do that in terms of relationships? Do you just back off, or do you have some standards that you have listed saying, hey, this is what I'm looking for, not looking for? How do you handle relationships?
So I didn't used to, I used to lower my standard, like what I say, okay, I want a godly man, I want this, I used to like, you know, make excuses and tolerate what comes, right? Mm-hmm. Just recently, I just got off Facebook because everything seems to just be Facebook dating, because everything just seems to be targeted towards, you know, quick sex or, you know, not what I want in terms of, oh, at least let the person be a Christian. You know, if you're a Christian and then you fall off faith, it's easier to help and or to, you know, walk together and come back than when you don't believe at all. And so I couldn't deal with all of that. So I just back off and, mm-hmm. you know, and just believe in God and prayerfully look for signs from Him.
Yeah. What I hear too is that you're careful where you fish. You know, the pond you fish in, you're going to get the fish that are in the pond. And so it's careful. You got to be careful. And Facebook isn't helping, and other things aren't helping. And I know some of you listening, it was online that you met your spouse, and you're godly people, and you love the Lord, and have had a great time in your relationship and marriage. But being careful how you look, where you look, and of course we hear a lot. We've got just tons of comments that have come in with the bait and switch. Somebody who says they were a believer and behaved like they were, and went to church and did all the quote right things, until they got what they wanted, and then they really showed up who they were. And so being careful, of course, that's not only true for singles who've been married and may be single now, but that's true of young people as well when you're dating. Being careful. All right, thank you much. Dave, hang on in California. We'll get back to you in a moment. We're going to take a break. Here we are talking singles today. I'm not. I mean, Jennifer said she was single for 12 years. I told her I was single for 12 minutes. My wife, Donna, and I have been married for a long time. Big number. And we got married as teenagers, 19 and 18. And so God, you know, we look over all these years and God has been good to us. But we have, if you want to talk marriage, we can talk about issues because we've been married for all these years. But for singles, we want your help. We got thousands of singles listening. What's one advice you have? What's one thing you've learned? What's something that God has revealed to you to help somebody who's coming up behind you today that needs a word of encouragement? All right, phone lines open. 888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
I contribute to your wonderful station. My husband's been gone now for 5 years. He's up there in heaven with the Lord. And I just want to say, you can become intentional even after they're gone, because I have become very intentional. And thank you.
All right, thank you. Glad you're doing that. Listen, intentional living is a daily decision to follow Christ. As we say, our little seven-word mission is really clear here, helping you figure out what pleases Christ and then doing it, or as we actually put it every day, is to live or experience your life the way God intended. That's really why we're here. Singles, helping you experience where you are as a single person the way God intended. Do you know what He intended or intends? 888-1717, singles, call in all from around the country, including California, where Dave is on the phone. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
What have you? What do you want to weigh in on this single topic today?
What it is, after 25 years of marriage, it was divorce, and got married, and 20-some years later, the Lord took that wife home, and... I started dating my wife, and we were a couple of widow persons, that's called the Central Coast, and got engaged, and they extended the bylaws, because to be in the widow persons group, you had to be widowed. And meanwhile, I got widowed again. But the idea is to serve the Lord in all your capacities, whatever gifts God has given you.
Well, you've been on quite a journey.
Yeah, but hey, it's God, you know. I call it, I don't want to be a Jonah or, you know, any of the dudes in the Bible, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, the ones that end up in the belly of the fish, that's for sure. Listen, so what you're saying is you've just decided to give your time to serve the Lord, do things that will be his service to other people.
Oh, yes. I 20-some hours a week for the Salvation Army. I volunteer at the church for 4 hours at one church. And now I'm doing like a theater thing, you know, I'll volunteer cheering, ushering.
Good for you.
But just don't sit at home and watch the boob tube.
Yes, that's very true. All right, Dave, very good. Thank you. Let's go to Illinois. We got Andre on the line. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific. What would you like to weigh in on this topic of singleness?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on. I was single once for 7 years, and I was also celibate during that period. I am not a Christian, but my mother and her side of the family are, including my grandmother, who just recently passed away this year at 103, Matea Sanchez. And my dad was Greek Orthodox, so I was baptized Greek Orthodox. But as a young person, sometimes you come up and get into New Age stuff. I became spiritual. I liked Buddhism. And now I'll be 37 next week on the 13th. I'm coming back to God all over again. I'm an actor. I'm an actor professionally. And I said to myself the other day, Andre, if you always put God at the forefront of your career, you'll always be fine.
Boy, that's true. Listen, man, I'm glad you found us. Not a Christian, but seeking, searching. Listen, God loves you. I'll tell you what, if I understand scripture, even the fact that we desire to seek him is something that God gives us as a gift. He puts that in our heart. There's something, Andre, that's in our heart that is missing, and you know it. And it's when we serve him that makes a huge difference. That's the power. Tell you what, man, I want you to hang on there in Illinois. Steven's on the phone, but I want him to pick up the phone. I want to send to you a gift from our ministry. It's called the Chronological Bible, the Intentional Word. It's the entire Bible in chronological order. I would encourage you, as you're continuing to seek him, that you'll get into his word. He loves you. He cares for you. As I say, my pastor often says, he's crazy about you. And getting to the place where we simply say, Lord Jesus, I am done doing it my way, and I choose to do it your way, to give my life to you and follow my life every day in a way that will honor you. So hang on. I'm going to get Stephen to get that to you. Okay? We'll be right back.
We've all had those situations in life where we can either run to God or away from him. In these defining moments, asking the right questions and prayerfully making decisions can change our lives and the lives of people around us. In Dr. Randy's message, Defining Moments, you'll hear how Nehemiah and Jonah responded to God in dramatically different ways. With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that gets this message, along with unlimited access to Dr. Randy's exclusive content. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources by calling 888-888-1717 today or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Thank you, Kurt. Listen, when you support the Ministry of Intentional Living, you're helping us reach people like you just heard, Andre and others. We know that thousands are listening, and many, many, maybe it's you. You don't know Jesus Christ. You're seeking, you're aware that this world doesn't make sense. There's got to be something more. That's God speaking to you. And there's a moment in time where we come and say, Lord Jesus, I am just done trying to do this my way. And I choose to give my life to you. Come into my life. Make me a part of your family. And you know, when you do that, when you make that decision and then you act on that every day, the Lord Jesus is real. He comes into your life, and then we are commanded, because we are a follower of Christ, not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together with other believers. Get plugged into a Bible-believing teaching church in your community where God's word is being taught. some might have some of the older worship music and some of the contemporary music, and you may be more comfortable in one or the other. That's fine, but make sure that the Bible's being taught on the pulpit, from the pulpit. All right? That's key. And I want to say to those of you who are praying for us and supporting this ministry, that's what you're doing today. You're making it possible. Come and join us. We want to get you plugged into our exclusive site for all the wonderful teaching we have available from Intentional Living, and you're going to make a difference in someone's life. Your monthly support matters. All you have to do is call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, or you can go to theintentionallife.com. Okay, Mike is in California. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hey, God bless you, Brother Randy. How's everything?
Good. And he has. Yeah. He's blessed us for sure. go right ahead.
Already gone. Yeah, I'm on the Central Coast as well in California. I've never been married. I am 63 years old, but I look like I'm 45 because God is good that way.
Yeah, man.
I have had, glory to God, brother, you live right and holiness is a keeper.
Yeah, I've tried to live right, but I still don't look like I'm 45, but go ahead.
Special anointing, brother. No, just kidding. But yeah, five women had asked me to marry them
on the same day.
I thought, well, no, not the same day.
Oh, okay.
Just total.
I got you.
Total in that time frame. And I sought the Lord on it. And just to encourage people, you do have to acknowledge the Lord in all your ways, and He will direct your path. You cannot be wise in your own eyes. You must fear the Lord and depart from evil. So several of them had a lot of money, you know, and a lot of guys said, hey, you'll be well off the rest of your life if you marry her. But see, the Lord has to tell you yes. You can't say yes out of the wrong motive or the wrong desire. You can only say yes if God tells you yes. You have to obey the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe that for single people, they're listening to people or they're listening to the world. You know, the first and greatest commandment is to love the Lord, thy God, with all the heart, with all the soul and all the might and all the strength. You know, you fall in love with Jesus, you trust Him, you obey Him. He's going to take care of it. I hear these testimonies about people going to bed with people who are not their husbands or wife. Come on, you guys. This is the basic foundations. You don't fornicate. We have to desire the Lord with all of ourselves. And once you fall in love with Jesus, I'm telling you, He will keep you. He will guide you. You must love Him first.
You got it, man. Thank you, Mike. Five women. Look, 45, you said no to all. It wasn't right. Very interesting. That's a good testimony, Mike. Listen, you know what? You listen to that and say, well, you know, I'm a Christian, but I don't get this thing of loving the Lord. You know, the Bible says, love the Lord, your God, with all your heart, your mind, and your soul, right? Your thinking, your heart, your personality, your soul, your being, who you are. And that's going to help you make better decisions and make sure you pray before you make decisions, especially when it comes to relationships like this. All right, Mike, appreciate it, man. Let me go to Michelle in Florida. Hey, Michelle, how are you?
I am wonderful, thank you. I have a lot of experience as being a single Christian woman. I'm 65 next week, and I also look 45, but I think it's because I was only married for 5 years in my early 30s.
Older? Are you saying that married people are more stressed and they just look old?
If they care about their children, they're going to look older. And
that's
stressed.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you.
More stress.
Okay.
But I kind of want to piggyback on his advice about sexual purity. First off, for the very young, you don't miss what you have not experienced. So if you will keep yourself pure, you will have a world, you avoid a world of trouble and temptation, because you don't know what you're missing, and you're not going to miss it, and it's not going to tempt you. So stay pure. If you have gone over and you have experienced God's gift of sex, then I recommend avoiding temptation by no heat. That's what I used to call it. Not only was I abstinence, but I was abstinence from the heat. If anything, even slightly, starts to turn you on, run. Flee youthful lusts, Timothy said, his advice. Flee it. Because it's an appetite, and you can starve it, and it can get weaker. If you play and you go, how far can I go, and I'm still okay, that's the wrong direction to look in.
That's right.
It's like, how close to heaven can I get and still be on this earth? You want to be doing everything you can to be godly and glorify God. Not
oh, absolutely. And I
how far you can, you know, tempt.
Yeah, absolutely.
And God. And the other advice, I just have to say, people, you know, think, oh, I won't be lonely if I get married. That is not true. I got married when I was 32. I was mature. He was mature. He was a Christian. But I have never felt such loneliness outside of marriage as I did when I was married. I mean, like, exponentially worse, the loneliness you feel when you're married and don't have that supportive spouse.
Boy, that's true. Michelle, thank you for closing out the show today. You can, you said it, Jennifer, you can be alone. No, you can be lonely without being alone, or you can be alone without being lonely.
You can be single and never be alone as long as you have God.
That's right. And I think that's what Michelle was saying to us here as well.
Yeah.
All right, we're wrapping up the show. I'll tell you what, though, let's continue on. And let's just record you all because you're calling in and want to share, and we'll work this into tomorrow's show. How's that sound? So if you're single, you have something you want to share, something you've learned, something God's teaching you that you want to share with other singles, invite them to listen to the show today on our podcast, also streamed on our website, or join us again tomorrow for the show. If you want to call now, the phone line is open at 888-888-1717. I want to thank all of the singles who've joined us today. Thank you for sharing your thoughts, your input, your wisdom, your experiences, hopefully helping somebody to make a better decision intentionally. And I know much of the world would hear what we share today and think, wow, that's old-fashioned. But you know what? It works. I'm Dr. Randy. Gotta run. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.